Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 4th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is proximate, spelled P-R-O-X-I-M-A-T-E. Proximate is an adjective. It's a formal word that is usually used to describe something that comes or happens immediately before or after something in a way that shows a very close and direct relationship. It can also mean very near or happening soon. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Adrienne Selt. When I first watched The Last Unicorn, a horror movie masquerading as a children's cartoon at age 8, the image of a naked harpy devouring a witch was burned into my brain, but so was the realization that the conditions that created the harpy also allowed for the unicorn. The existence of horror is inevitably proximate to the existence of wondrous possibility. If you'd like to approach a better understanding of the word proximate and an approximation of its history, pull up a chair and get cozy with the history of its etymological proximity to other English words. Proximate comes ultimately from the Latin adjective prope, meaning near, a source too of the words approach, reproach, and propinquity. Other close relations of proximate are easier to spot. They include the words proximity, approximation, and approximate. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.